Yeah, it's finished up here at Netwatch Cullen Park, the temporary home of Kildare, and Donegal have maintain their unbeaten record in Division 2 with a game to go, and by doing so they have also secured promotion back to Division 1 of the Alliance League. They have ran out winners here by 17 points to 1-8, and with Armagh comfortably beating Cavan, it will be Donegal and Armagh with one game to go who will be going to Division 1 of the Alliance National Football League, and both counties will of course be going to Croke Park on league final day on Easter Sunday the 31st of March. But Donegal in the end running out with what, 6 points? That was the difference. It could have been more. We'd like to see the stats possession wise. Donegal had a lot of it, but at times they just couldn't find the range in front of the post, and they could have had a lot more scores in this tie. But in the end, particularly in the closing quarter after Kildare, where their supporters thought they made a game of it, Martin, when they got it back to a two-point game with 14 minutes into the second half. After that goal, Donegal sort of took over, so they did, and they seen out this victory.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. The Kildare men coming up here, and there's, you know, the big thing out of the story today is not about Donegal, really. Look, Jim McGuinness factor, brilliant. Again, hasn't got beaten, haven't been beaten. We're promoted to Division 1. That's the first part of the whole thing. Look, I think everything else maybe is a bonus for us, because, you know, I don't know, we think we're a bit behind with the Derrys in these of the world, the Kerry and Dublin yet, but good performance today, and we showed great character after the goal, and it was comfortable all through. But I think the big story of the day, Oisin, is Kildare going to Division 3 and not playing in Sam Maguire. Yeah.
The Donegal players are still out in the pitch as the Kildare players leave the field. They are relegated to Division 3 of the league, and they will not be involved in the Sam Maguire of this coming summer, which is hugely disappointing for Kildare. We've got their commentary team here from KCLR beside us. It's a massive blow for Kildare football, given the fact of what we said, of course, at the start of this game. They have had teams at under 20 level in All-Ireland finals on three occasions since 2018. There's talented footballers in Kildare, but this is a real hammer blow for them, so it is.
Yeah, it's a hammer blow for them. We know how good they are, and I mean, as I said, there'll be some people looking for this job out here, and, you know, disappointing, you know, Glenn Ryan, and, you know, it was a bit like the Donegal said about the minute, where you have Jim McGuinness and you have Neil McGee and Colin McFadden, you know, Donegal stalwarts, heroes in Donegal, and they're taking over the team, and look at, you know, they're going the right way. Kildare is so disappointed for Glenn Ryan and all the backroom team and everything, because they really, you know, mean the best. I mean, Glenn Ryan's the best footballer ever I played against in football, and you know, that's so disappointing. He was an unbelievable footballer, and I think that, you know, looking at, you know, and it's just disappointing for them. Said there'll be plenty of people wanting the job, they're good footballers, but you can see, actually, the confidence gone out of them completely when you look at it. The Kildare people did tell me that before the game, and I didn't believe it. But going to Donegal, it's great. We can enjoy next weekend brilliantly against Meath. We can look at players if they can try to get other players back on the field. Niall O'Donnell got back in the field today. He'll be able to play a full game next weekend. I think looking at it, Patton, brilliant goals, very safe. The one high ball went in, dealt with very well, and we won the kick out. Mark Carnegie in a steady game. I thought the man Kieran Moore has turned into a fullback. You know, when it's good, you need cover in every area. Steve McMenamin wasn't fit to play. I thought Aaron Doherty had a good, very good first half when he was there. Half back line has still, you know, played well. Ryan McHugh, Keelan McGonigal and Patter Mogan. That's probably been the best line we've had of the field. Particularly McGonigal and Mogan were very, very good today. Mogan at five and McGonigal at one. Six, Ryan McHugh and a lot of ball, maybe taking our defence and everything else. But midfield, Michael Langan, 3 points in play. He's a player we need there. We need back, and we need him there. And I thought he had a good match today. But there's 3 points in play. When we needed them, the first half was particularly Kieran Thompson, the 40. Very good. Oran Doherty worked very hard, which is important. Shane O'Donnell, I thought, had a very good first half, and he was the man who took people on. Inside, you know, we have Paddy McBurney, who doesn't play inside, plays out the field now, has moved out and everything else. You know, he worked, handled a wild lot of ball and laid off a lot of ball. And you've seen Gallen. I think, you know, Gallen just needs to get his confidence back. Look at, you know, he set high standards for himself, and just say, isn't that a great thing that you've set them high standards for yourself? And Darrow Beale, we needed him the second half, came up and kicked them two lovely points like he kicked any people who was at the Fermanagh game. They're listening to his two great scores, you know, and it was great to get people, you know, Ronan Gallagher off the bench. I said Aaron Doherty, you know, that it was great to have that. Jamie Brennan coming off the bench as well. Another player seems to be maybe lacking. We know how good these men are, just lacking a wee bit of confidence. That'll come. Look at, good day, we're back in Division 1, Oisin, and that's important. We need to be playing. If we're going to progress down the road, we need to be playing against the Derrys, the Dublins, the Kerrys, the Tyrones, the Mayos, Mayo's and the Galway's and all these teams on Monaghan's, whoever else, and the Derry's, of course, we need playing against them. So it could be in Croke Park in 2 weeks' time, or whatever it is, Donegal and Derry both playing, one in Division 1 and one in Division 2, and a couple of weeks later we'll be meeting in the Ulster Championship. So great day all round to everybody. It's great we're back in Division 1, and thank gosh, it's brilliant that we're back there. Yeah, and that's great,
a place that Donegal needs to be, and they've done it with one game to go. They do of course see out the league campaign with the last of the round fixtures next Saturday evening in Balbuffet against Meath, and then the following Sunday Donegal will be at Croke Park for the Division 2 League Final, where they will play Armagh. Both teams tonight securing their promotion.